Amen. Appreciate that good singing, Miss Shelley. Thank you, Brother Todd. Take your Bible tonight and turn to 1 Kings chapter number 18. 1 Kings chapter number 18. I may have to come out of this tie. I don't know if my shirts are getting smaller or my neck's getting bigger. Amen. That choked me to death. 1 Kings chapter number 18. Say amen when you get there.
Amen.
I'm going to preach tonight just for a few minutes. Be very short, I think. I don't even have any notes. But I'm going to preach tonight in light of what's going on around here or been going on around here these last few weeks. 1 Kings chapter number 18, if you know the story, Elijah challenges the prophets of Baal. That would be the devil worshipers of our day, if you will. And he got all the people together, got everybody around him, and he said, we're going to build an altar, and we're going to put a sacrifice on it, and we're going to pray. You're going to pray to your God, and I'm going to pray to my God, and the God that answers by fire, we're just going to let him be God.
Amen.
Let me read. Let me pick up and read some. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Look at verse number 23. Elijah said, let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under. And I will dress the other bullock and lay it on wood and put no fire under. And ye call ye on the name of your gods, and I will call upon the name of the Lord. And the God that answereth by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. Elijah said, we're going to prove who God is. Have you ever had God prove himself in your life? I've had God prove himself in my life over and over and over. I've watched in the hospitals over and over as God proves himself to an unbelieving doctor, where doctors step back and say, I had nothing to do with this. This was all God. That little boy, that 18-year-old boy in a coma that was gotten that wreck last week that we was praying for on Sunday, he's conscious, he's doing well, the swelling on his brains went down. The biggest problem he's got now is a broke collarbone, and the doctor said to his parents, I have done nothing. He said, this is all God. Amen. I like it when God shows up and proves who he is. Amen. And that's what Elijah's saying. Let's prove who's God's who. Let's see who's got the real deal here. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm glad I got the real deal. So them prophets of Baal, they go ahead and they cut their bullock up and they put it on the altar, and man, they start chanting and crying, and boy, I mean, they're just having fits. And Elijah makes fun of them and said, well, your God is a God. Peradventure, he's on a trip or a journey or pursuing, or maybe he's asleep and somebody needs to wake him up. I love that. There's Elijah, the man of God, all by himself, standing against all them prophets of Baal. And in the middle of their prayer, he makes fun of them. Maybe y'all ought to pray a little harder. So they do. They start screaming and yelling. They even cutting themselves with stones. By the way, that's demonic.
Amen.
Cutting yourself. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. They prayed and they prayed and they prayed and they prayed. No fire. But then we pick up Elijah's prayer in verse number 37. One verse. Between verses 26 and 36, we've got these people praying, begging God, speaking in tongues, cutting himself with stones. I mean, brother, they're doing everything they know to do. They got so wild they even tore down the altar. Here goes Elijah. In verse 37, he says, hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Well, watch verse 38. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifices and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, the Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God. And Elijah said unto them, take the prophets of Baal, let not one of them escape. And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon and slew them there. By the way, Elijah, before he prayed, he had them go get water three times and cover up that pour water all over that offering and dug a trench around it and filled the trench full of water. I mean, he wanted them to know who his God was.
Yeah.
So Elijah prays. I believe he's got enough faith that as he's praying, he's backing up away from that altar.
Yeah.
He's expecting fire to fall. Amen?
Yeah.
Listen, when I pray, I expect to see the fire of God. Amen. Hey, I pray on Sunday morning, oh God, send the power of God in this place on Sunday. The power that saves, the power that heals a broken heart, the power that'll put a marriage back together. I pray that every Sunday. And when I pray, I expect results. Amen. Now listen, you and I have been very privileged. Some of us all of our lives, me and Brother Chris, Brother Clint, Brother Randy, some of us guys, Brother Gary, man, we've been in this stuff all our lives, man. I mean, we are so accustomed to seeing the fire of God fall. You want to know what happened last Sunday night before last, when them little kids got up here singing? They was giving God everything they had, so God gave them everything He had. I'm talking about the fire of God fell. I'll be honest with you, I'm so used to it, I wouldn't know how to operate without it. I couldn't do church on a program. That'd be the boringest thing to me. Okay, so-and-so's going to pray, so-and-so's going to sing. Man, we don't know what's going to happen on here on Sunday. I mean, boy, Brother Todd lays it out and says, okay, we're going to have a song in the choir and the preacher's going to come in, and then the preacher fouls it all up. Amen. Hey, man, I just let God be God, man. Hey, when it works out, it works out. But when it don't, it don't. We just want to back up and say, Lord, send the fire. Amen. Send the fire. Hey, we've been in some meetings. I'm talking about that meeting last a year ago, this coming Sunday in Montana. 26 young people got saved. Amen. I remember a service back in our old building, Brother Charles. Maybe you and Brother Anthony might remember this. It got foggy in there. Now, some of y'all think I'm weird. I'm serious. There was a haze in that room, brother. I'm talking about you could, I was scared to move, man. The God was so real in that place. And we've seen that, and we've seen that, and we've seen that. And now we're at a place where we take it for granted. But every now and then, we get to a spot where we get in a little lull. And let me just say something. That's normal. That's normal. If it was shouting and revival all the time, we'd be faking. Because that's just not life, is it? Sometimes it just stinks, man. Sometimes it's all you can do just to be here. Amen. You ever had that thought in your mind or made that statement to your wife or your husband and said, if I go to church tonight, I'm just going to hinder it? We ever one have those days. But once in a while, something happens. And God sends us a refreshing. And He does that at least once a year. I've been going back in my mind the last 2 days. At least once a year, God shows up here in a mighty way. And it usually lasts for quite a spell. Now listen, you can't say that the kids went off this time and got on fire and it didn't last. You can't say that this time, because they ain't went nowhere. I'm telling you, the Lord showed up and the fire fell in this place. Sunday morning, boy, that was good. Yeah. Brother Tommy's shouting, Miss Regina's shouting, and people freaking out. I mean, people can't handle that stuff, man. Well, over 25 years in the ministry, I want to tell you what to do when the fire falls. What to do when the fire of God falls. Three simple little thoughts tonight. I've watched people and how they respond to the Holy Spirit of God when He shows up in the service. Everybody don't respond the same way. Everybody didn't respond the same way here. Are you listening? Some people get it and some people don't. Let me give you three. You got three options when the Lord shows up like that. Number one tonight, and this is your best option, get in. Get in. Amen. That's the best thing you can do. When them kids start crying and testifying and mama starts shouting, hey, or just clap your hand and shout with them. Don't stare at them like a calf looking at a new gate. I mean, boy, get in on that thing. Amen. Well, I'm telling you, it'd be a prime time to get in right now. Amen. Some of you used to be in, but you ain't no more. You said, now, preacher, you're talking to the Wednesday night crowd. I know. Faithful people can be dead too. We okay? Amen. We ought to get excited about that thing. That's our kids, man. Now, I wished I could have kept them in here tonight. I wished I could have kept them in here and let them sing tonight. Hey, that's our kids God's touching and God's moving in their lives. Amen. Nicolette, my niece, was so stirred up. Meemaw's having heart trouble, so she got Scott to drive her, my dad-in-law, all the way from Rockmart. She wasn't going to miss church tonight.
I mean, these kids aren't here because somebody's taking a belt and making them come. They're excited about the things of God, man. They're selling those little triangles to raise money for their trip. I ain't no telling how many kids has approached me, Brother Eddie, how many you want to buy? I've bought so many triangles, man, they'll take me on a trip, amen? I'm telling you, they're excited about the things of God. How dare us just sit there, oh well, it won't last. Amen. Did you know everybody don't like it when God shows up? If God showed up in some churches right in this neck of the woods on a Sunday morning, like he showed up here on Sunday morning, they'd hit the door.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Are you listening? I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself. What's hindering you from getting in?
Amen.
What's hindering you? I remember when some of you were in the youth choir and you were on fire for God. And those tears used to run down your face, and you used to testify and lift your hand and worship God. Now you just sit there. And I ain't fussing at nobody now, but what happened? I know what happened. Back then you was a teenager and you didn't have no trouble. But somewhere between here and there, life happened and snuck up on you and bit you in the backside. Amen. But that is no excuse just because of the cares of life for us to get to the place where we can no longer worship and have the joy of the Lord in our heart.
Amen.
When God shows up, we ought to be able to take part in that thing.
Amen.
I'm not a spectator.
Amen.
I don't like watching sports. I want to play.
Amen.
Brother Stacy took me to he's out of town working tonight. He took me to the racetrack a few years ago, and it was the dirt track. I wanted one. I did. I want one. I want to do that. Then I got to seeing how many drunks they was there and fighting and carrying on. I said, no, I better not buy one of them. Amen. But, you know, I don't want to just sit back and watch. I want to be a part of it. If somebody over here beside me, if me and Brother Todd is sitting on the pew together, and all of a sudden Brother Todd gets happy, and he's on his end of the pew, and I'm on my end of the pew, and I got my iPhone out, and I ain't paying attention to Brother Eddie. Are y'all listening? I got my iPhone out, and all of a sudden Ashley's up there singing, and Todd says, well, glory to God, thank you, Lord, for being a blessing to me. I'm going to put my iPhone down and go, wait a minute, I want some of what he's got.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah,
I want some of what he's got. You ever hear people get around somebody who's having a great time and cutting up, and they'll say, I'll take what he's having?
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. That's the way it ought to be in church, man. We see people get happy in Jesus. We ought to say, hey, Lord, I want some of that. And if you don't feel that way, ask the Lord why.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. I'm just telling you, this would be a very good time to get in. You think our kids are excited now. I'm telling you, it's coming. And it's going to get even better. Amen. Somebody said, well, it'll wear off. Sure it will. Mine does, and yours does. But it sure is good when you get it back. Amen. When the fire of the Lord falls, some people choose to get in.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know about you. I choose, Brother Freddie, to get in.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody said, well, I'm not going to praise God if I don't feel like it. I am.
Yes,
praise is, it's a command. He didn't ask you if you feel like worshiping me, worship me. He said, worship me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
I ain't got to feel like shouting to shout. I can shout on credit. Amen.
Amen.
I mean, God's done enough much for me. I could shout till he comes back and it still wouldn't be enough. When the fire of God falls, some people choose to get in. Now listen, number two, this is going to go quick. Some people choose to get on. You understand what I'm saying? Go somewhere else. I remember when we first took possession of this property. The First Baptist Church didn't have a CO, what do you call that, CO, certificate of occupancy. Yeah, CO. They didn't have that on their building yet. So some of them were coming over here. There was about 30 of them showed up on a Sunday morning. I'll never forget it. Boy, I was nervous as a cat. The choir got up and started to sing. After fellowship, they were gone. Sister Tammy Austin was in the choir, and she got to singing that song about being under his wings, and somebody got to shouting hallelujah and clapping their hands, and those people's eyes got about that big around.
When the choir come down and we had some fellowship and was shaking hands, they left. Everybody don't like the fire of God. Are you listening? Let me say it again. Everybody don't like it when the Lord shows up. Everybody don't like it when somebody gets revival in their heart. Everybody don't like it when somebody gets happy and claps their hands or shouts a little bit and gives God a little glory. But they'll go to a ball game. Oh, they'll go to the ball game. You don't never hear them complain about the shouting there. I'm just going to heaven when I die. Amen. A year ago, nobody will remember who won that game you was watching. Amen. We was talking about the Super Bowl before it did. I'm glad old Peyton won that thing. I was happy for him. But we was talking about the Super Bowl. Somebody said, they snapped their fingers. They said, who was in it last year? And for the life of me, I couldn't remember. Oh, I watched it. I didn't lay out of church. I recorded it and watched it when I got home. And threatened to kill anybody that told me the score. Amen. I mean, I sat there and thought about it and thought about it and thought about it. Man, them people sitting in that stadium screamed their lungs out. How dare us come to church and get upset when somebody shouts? Amen. Now, just saying amen don't bother most people. But when somebody gets happy like Regina did Sunday morning, when somebody jumps up and shouts like Brother Tommy did sitting over here, especially if Brother Tommy decides to take a lap and run around the building, people freak out. Amen. I'd like to go to one of them Justin Bieber concerts and look at all them girls fainting and go, you're a bunch of idiots. Because he ain't nothing but a little perv. Amen. I don't think he's even popular anymore. I don't know who he is. But anyway, some people get in. I choose to get in. Some people get out. Some people, get on. Some people get on. They'll just go away from it. They don't want to be no part of it. You know what it is? They'd rather be in a church where the Holy Spirit is not. Because if you're in a church where the Holy Spirit is not, you never get under conviction. The Lord doesn't never deal with you about nothing in your life and you pat yourself on the back and say, hey, you did good. You went to church today. You put $5 in the offering plate. You're such a good Christian. We okay tonight? But then the Lord shows up and people start getting a little bit uncomfortable. It's because they're not used to Him being around. When the Lord shows up, like He has these last two Sundays, that's when I'm at my best, boy. I love it. I'm going to get in. I'm not going to get on. Amen. I've seen them do it. I've seen them, boy, the Lord show up and start working in the church. And let me tell you something. Here's what God will do. He'll let you in if you won't in. But He'll weed you out if you don't. Yeah. Amen. Amen. The Lord's not going to let you hinder what He's trying to do in these children's hearts. And He's not going to let you hinder what He's trying to do in the heart of these adults out here. He's not going to let you do that. Amen. And get away with it. Amen. 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 I would not choose option two. Amen. Some people choose to get in. I choose to get in. How many of you with me? Hey, I'm in this thing, man. I'm in this with our young people. Hey, I want to sing in the youth choir. I'm 51 years old, man. They started singing that thing, Jesus Never Fails. That's one of my favorite songs, boy. I just throwed my head back, Jesus never fails. I can't sing, but boy, I was helping them. Man, I was having me a good time. Hallelujah, man. Get in. Don't get on. Don't turn away from it. That's you know what that is? That's rejecting the Lord. And the Lord wanting to bless, and the Lord wanting to work in your life. Wouldn't you much rather? I think about all my teenagers. Kenzie, stand up right there. Stand up. Baby, I want everybody to look at you. See how pretty you are. I've known that girl her entire life. Held her in my arms when she was a baby. Now, wouldn't you rather see her in church? Going places with the teenagers and on fire for God? Then out there with a stinking needle stuck up in her arm. Amen. Amen. Wouldn't you rather see her? Wouldn't you rather see her in church doing right and living for God and never even having a chance at going to live at the ladies' home? Amen. It ought to excite us when young people want to do right and live clean. Amen. Get in. Don't just get on. Don't reject it. Don't turn it away. Listen, some choose to get in. That's me. Some choose to get on. and some get out. That's it, I'm done. Some get out. In our story, notice what happened. There was a crowd of people there, and when God consumed that offering and burnt up, licked the water, he burnt the dust off the ground. Them people saw that, Brother Todd. Everybody there saw the same thing, just like you did Sunday morning. Everybody there heard the same thing. Everybody heard Elijah's prayer. Everybody heard the prophets of Baal's prayer. Everybody heard and saw the same thing, but everybody didn't respond the same way. God consumed that offering, burnt the water up, burnt the dust off the ground, and then people said, hey, the Lord, he is God. They said it twice. You know what they said? I want in. A God that can do that, I want in. I can't get past that tonight. A God that can put a marriage that's, done back together, I want in. A God that can take somebody who's been on drugs for years and get them clean and singing in the choir and serving the Lord, I want in. I want in. God that can take a teenager, I'm talking about a teenager, and give him enough gumption to carry a Bible to school and bow his head over his meal and pray. I want part of that God. I want in on that thing. I don't want to turn it away. I don't want to get on somewhere else. Some of them said, yeah, that's God. Here's what they said, the Lord, he is the God. Then they said it again, the Lord, he is the God. Not a God. He's the God. Remember, Elijah told them prophets to pray to their gods, little G-O-D-S. They said, the Lord, he is the capital G-O-D. I want in on that. I want in on that fire sending. I don't want to get on from it. And I sure don't want to be like these prophets of Baal. Out. For good. Elijah took them down to the creek and killed them. 450 of them. Killed them. I'd say that represents dead, wouldn't you? I know churches in this town, Brother Todd, that used to be on fire for God. They chose not to get in. They chose not to get on. They didn't leave. They stayed. And God said, you don't want me around? I won't stay. He don't force himself on nobody. God said, you got three choices. You can get in on this thing, you can run away from it, or you can die. Amen. There's our options when God shows up. Now, number two and number three don't make good sense to me. I don't want to run away from where God's blessing. I don't want to put my hands up and say, I don't want to get that fanatical. I want to be fanatical. I want to be, you know what a fanatic is? That's like a fan at the ball game that paints himself and all that. That's a fanatic right there. I want to be a fanatic for Jesus. Man, he saved my soul. He's got a home waiting on me for me in heaven. Man, he's touching my the lives of my friends and my family. He's saving my grandbabies. Hayden came up here on the platform after church last Sunday night, Brother Todd, and he put his arm around me and he was hugging on me. I call him Mini-Me. That's me. If you want to know what I was when I was 8 years old, that's it right there. And he had his arm around me. He said, Papa, I was going to ask you something. I said, what's that? He said, you think I might could preach sometime? He said, oh, that's cute. Wasn't cute to me. What that was to me was precious. I want in on that. I don't want to turn away from that. I don't want to say, oh, no, that's ridiculous, Hayden. There's better things you could do with your life than serve God. I don't want to get on. I don't want to turn away from that. And I sure don't want to die. I'm telling you, I could take you to some places right now, that used to be just like this. You know what they're doing tonight? Nothing. They're not even having church. We're not immune. What we've got to do is get in and make up our mind, you know what? I like this. I'm going to stay in. I'm going to stay in. Here's what's going to happen. Them kids are going to come back from New Man in a few weeks. They're going to come back from that youth meeting, and they're going to be out worshiping and out praising their parents. Somebody asked me one time, and I'm done. We're fixing to come pray. I told you I wouldn't preach long. Somebody asked me one time, said, well, that's back when we went to camp every year. Somebody said, why do the kids always come home so excited and on fire for God after camp, but in 6 months' time, they're right back like they was? And I thought seriously about it, and I wasn't trying to be smart. But the best answer I could come up with, and I told the fella, I said, because we're bringing them back home to you. Boy, it got quiet. It got quiet. Our kids get in and get on fire for God. We need to get in there with them. Amen.
Amen.
It ought to excite us, man. See our kids stirred up. Let's stand to our feet tonight. Are you in? Trying to remember a message Brother Sammy preached one time. Are you in?
Amen.
How far are you in? It's like three little old points there. I'll never forget that. But are you in?
Amen.
If you're not getting in on this thing, what God's doing around here, and you're not feeling the presence of the Lord in your heart in these services like we had on Sunday morning and Sunday night, you ought to get on this altar tonight and ask God why.
Yeah.
God, why am I not? You say, we can't base everything on a feeling. I know that. We base our salvation on the Word of God. I mean, we base it on what God said in His Word. But thank God we can feel it.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Yes. I know the difference when God's not here and when He is.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all wish y'all could travel with me sometime. Now, some places are just different. They're not dead. They're just quiet and reserved. I don't mean they're dead. But man, you'll preach and they'll pile up in that altar, I mean, like crazy. They respond to the preaching.
Amen.
But you know when it's dead.
Right. Oh, yeah. Sure.
You know good and well when it's dead.
Sure.
I know when I'm dead.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. What we're in danger of is staying dead too long.
Yeah. Amen.
Sister Legina testified, was it Sunday morning? It was, wasn't it? Testified in the choir. Here's what she said. I mean, boy, all of a sudden she cut loose shouting in the choir. I mean, shouting. I didn't think she's going to quit. And then once she got done shouting, she started testifying. She said, I've been praying for the Lord to show up and do something in my heart. She said, I've been asking God to revive my heart. She said, and He did.
Yeah. Amen.
You want in, you can get in.
Amen.
Amen. Brother Todd, why don't you just come to the piano? Just play. We're just going to have an altar call tonight. Come pray for our kids.
Amen.
Pray for our homes. Pick you up a prayer sheet before you leave.